Welcome to the Christmas extravaganza, Mookie.
Got the jingle bells, baby. Got the mistletoe. Get over here.
Wow, that was, okay. So are you all set? Everything's ready, wrapped, and done?
No, I just got back from Sylvan Lake, a little spot where we're at for the last 4 days. My son had hockey all weekend long, so we just got back this afternoon, and then he broke his stick during one of the games, and oh, thank God I know people that work at the sports store. Let me tell you this, so got one of those today, and going to the mall, like, as I'm driving by to go to my house, I have to drive by, like, one of the main malls near Calgary called Cross Iron Mills, and they close a lane of traffic with people trying to exit to go to the merge lane, to go to their road, and it's just mayhem, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I had to go, and finding the parking spot. My new side gig, I think, is like maybe Christmas Eve every year. I'm going to sell parking spots in the mall. You know, I'm going to park real close, get there early, and then ask how much they want to pay. And just sell spots all day long. You know what I mean? Like, that's the worst part. Like, and people out here, it's like they park wherever, on the grass, on top of each other, you know, behind the other vehicles. Like, there are no rules. I'm like, God.
I know. That's one of the things I completely dislike about this time of year is trying to find a parking spot. I'm all for it. I just get a little bit stressed out, better than I was in the past, but yeah, I would buy that parking spot off you.
Yeah, and I haven't bought the dogs any presents yet, and they deserve the world, right? Because who's the only one that's ever always happy to see you? Your dogs, right? They deserve it. And to watch dogs open presents, adorable. You know that. So, I mean, why wouldn't you just buy them something? I make the turkey dinner, so I got to buy all the food. And then we have cheese fondue tomorrow and chocolate fondue. And I got to get the wine. I just feel a little bit overwhelmed right now, you know? I'm trying to play it calm, trying to play it cool, but I'm not there yet, so...
You had lots of time to do it beforehand.
Yeah, I know, but you don't believe, like, I don't know, no excuses, right? But it's been like 11, 12 degrees every day. It doesn't feel like Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't make a snow anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm in the Caribbean right now. Anyway, enough about me. Are you ready?
Yeah, we just actually sorted everything and everybody's stuff is ready. All of our friends' gifts are in their piles. The kids' gifts are in their piles. It's all good to go. Yeah.
Okay, question for you then.
Yeah.
All the gifts that you exchange with friends, like, have you declared that you're exchanging gifts? Because there's nothing more awkward than someone coming over, like, the 23rd with a gift for you, and you have nothing. So we have, like, the bonus room has some generic gifts all wrapped up in, like,
yes,
the $30 range.
Yes.
If you drop me off a gift, which you shouldn't, by surprise, then, oh, here you go. And, you know, I got, like, little name tags written out for any potential people that might come by to drop off gifts.
Wow.
I'm just
going
to grab the Laura tag, you know, to make sure I get the right one. There you are, Laura. Here's a gift I had picked out for you all along. I have no idea what it is. It's gift roulette.
That's smart. And I always have extra boxes of chocolate for that reason. But yeah, it's usually the same people. Yeah, this year we did some handcrafted stuff too. So I'm excited about giving them that stuff. But you said...
What did you make?
So I asked Joe to cut me out, my husband, to ask to cut me out some wooden house shapes. Because I like painting, you know, wooden stuff and making baubles out of them so you can hang them. So I thought I'll just paint some. And then I said, well, I'm going to paint these to look like the kids' houses. And then I'll give it to them. And he said, no. So he went out and he cut the shapes of all the kids' houses. And then he painted them. So, yeah, it is so cool. And we gave them to them the other day when they finally came over to decorate the tree. They loved them. So we do have a couple extra of those that he did up for friends of ours. And I hand sewed another one for a friend. So I did some stitching, which I'm not really good at, but it looks really kind of neat.
That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, your friends will understand.
It's my first attempt at any kind of stitching. And I thought it looked neat. So it was giftable.
Good.
And you were talking about the gifting for your dogs. And we always do that too. We have stockings. Well, we're down to one dog now. So the other day when I was out, I thought, ooh, there's a toy she can gnaw on for a while. So I brought it home. But she is so nosy that she jumped right into the bag pretty much and found it and ran off with it.
Yeah, you got to hide them. Like, even with our puppies this year, we have a one-year-old and a seven-month-old. Like, we can't put presents under the tree until the actual day of Christmas.
Yeah. And
when Santa comes, like, they're going to be locked in the rooms, and then they'll come down and see the presents the same time as us, because they're very unprofessional with everything. So I can imagine, like, you know, dogs love, like, you could wrap up, a Christmas paper tube, you know, and they'll love it. We'll get presents tomorrow, and then Santa will fill their stockings and stuff. But they just enjoy opening everything.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's for them or not.
So. Well, our dogs knew what their stockings looked like, so they knew there was a treat in there.
Yeah, well, when they're younger and these guys' ages, forget it. You're not doing it.
So I talked about decorating the tree. You've had yours up for a bit.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks anyway.
Yeah. Well, our tree's been up with lights on it waiting for the family to come and decorate, but all the schedules were all mucked up. So it was Saturday by the time everybody got their stuff together and we all finally got the decorations on the tree. But I had a friend, her name's Trish, and she knows that Joseph does not care for Mr. Nicolas Cage. So she came by one day while the tree, it wasn't decorated yet, and hid in the tree a Nicolas Cage pickle. So some people have the tradition of the first person to find the pickle in the tree wins a prize or something. We don't have that tradition. We just have to wait until Joe finds the Nicolas Cage pickle, and he'll probably toss it.
You're going to see the pickle in the tree.
They didn't, because it's dark green, right? I don't know. That's what I said at the end of the night to myself, because Joe still hasn't seen it. He'll see it when we take the tree down, that's for sure.
Isn't everyone playing hide the pickle at Christmas? Birthdays, anniversaries? Other times, I'm reading about it right now. So the origin of the Christmas pickle is unclear. Well, yeah, someone's hammered somewhere, hiding a pickle in a tree. Christmas is about maybe popcorn and cranberry and ornaments and tinsel and icicles, but nowhere does it say in the Genesis of Christmas there was a pickle. Yeah. So there's a German glass salesman who put the pickle in the tree. I don't even know, man. Okay, so it was invented in Germany, and 91% of Germans have never heard of this Christmas pickle.
So, of course.
But I thought that whoever found the pickle got to open the first gift, right?
Something like that. Maybe. I don't know. See, we don't play it. We've never had a pickle in the tree before.
I keep reading like Reddit and social media sites. There's a whole bunch of confused people. Okay, supposedly a German tradition where you hide the pickle in the tree. Whoever finds it first gets a reward. Apparently this is well known in the U.S., but not of German origin. Why does Germany keep being brought into this? I have no idea.
But aren't you curious about what Nicolas Cage pickle looks like?
Well, you get to post it?
I'll post it once he finds it, because it's meant for Joe and he hasn't seen it yet.
How's he not still hunting right now? Like, he just gives up?
He doesn't know it's there. She's doing it to annoy him. Like our daughter did one April Fool's Day. We woke up and there were Nicolas Cage cutouts everywhere in the house.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
That's how much he hates them, and that's how much people in our family, in our friend circle, love to bug him. I mentioned it on the air one day, and he got so many texts and memes of Nicolas Cage. just nuts.
Okay, so has anyone ever almost gone to the hospital on Christmas, or is it just me?
What do you mean, is it just me?
I always make the turkey dinner, and I always have, like, cocktails along the way, because it's a long day, right? So you start at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're making the stuffing, and you're having probably, like, a Bailey's and coffee. And then, you know, people have judgy pants if you got like a beer at 10 a.m. So then, and then you're like, you know, putting the turkey in the oven, then you switch to maybe a Caesar, right? And then once you hit noon and you're still cooking, you know, all bets are off. You can have whatever you want. But by the time the turkey dinner comes around, I've eaten all day because I've like snacked on everything I made and I've drank all day long. And one of the last things I make is the sweet potatoes, which you put the marshmallows on the top.
Yes.
And then you put them under the broiler to crisp them up. So that when you eat them, it's like, you know, that little hard kind of crunchy sound. And, you know, you're doing so many things in the last minute, putting the buns in the basket and getting the gravy ready. Then you kind of forget that you put the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows under the broiler. Right. So then they catch on fire. So then I grab them with the oven mitts. And thankfully, I was living in Oakville, Ontario at the time, and it was snowy outside. So I'm grabbing a burning inferno full of potatoes and marshmallows on fire that are licking my face. And you're trying to slide the patio door open with your foot at the same time because you have no hands because you're on fire. And then you put it in the snow and then you ruin your favorite dish, right? So that time I was burning my house down. But the other time, I loved the stuffing so much that I was so excited when the turkey came out of the oven and I had one of those things that popped up when, like, what are they, $2? That's going to save your life. This $2 thing where you put in the turkey.
I'm ready.
So, like an afterthought at the co-op, you know, grocery store when you're, I better save this. So it pops up and I'm like, okay, you know, turkey's ready. And I go to have a big scoop of stuffing because I love it so much. It's my grandma's recipe. And then I go into cutting the turkey afterwards and it's like medium rare. That's why they say don't put the stuffing inside the turkey. Yeah. That's probably, they watched me that one day. You know, they're like YouTubing my Christmas dinner. And they saw me like, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive myself to the hospital as I finish a spoonful of stuffing, right? Because I'm for sure getting sick. And I'm going to be able to shit through an eye of a needle soon. You do some Google work and you find out that only 1 in 3 turkeys are infected with salmonella if you cook them improperly. So I felt pretty good. I felt 2/3 good, you know, and it never happened. So it was fine.
If you didn't feel well, it was probably all the booze from throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'm shitting through the eye of an needle. Turkey or the booze? Overserved or medium rare?
And does it stop him from eating the stuffing from inside the turkey before it's done? Probably not. My very first turkey that I cooked, we had 2 cats. And I put the turkey in the sink to thaw. I don't even know what I put over it so the cats couldn't get it. Didn't really think much about the cats getting at it. I walked in the house and there was a cat on either side of that turkey gnawing on each wing. So gross. And I thought, can I cook it? Can we still eat this thing? Here I am on Christmas Eve making all the calls to wherever. I didn't even know. I was just making calls to family, friends, mom, you know, emergency.
And you can't buy a new one, right? It's too late in the game at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I think we just cut off that skin.
Cats are the spawn of Satan, man. There's no redeeming qualities about a cat. Kittens are cute, but once they become cats, like I told my son when he was little that he's allergic to cats, so we didn't get one. But yeah, like my dad got something called toxoplasmosis from cats. Like, they lick their ass, right?
Yeah.
They just like shit in a box and expect you to clean it. Like, clean it yourself. What are you doing, man? Go on the sea like we do.
Yeah, dogs lick their ass too, though.
Yeah, but dogs are cute. God. I know. But they don't have sandpaper tongues like cats do, right? They have a soft tongue.
So yeah. I called friends of ours, Joe and I actually, we called friends of ours over in Ireland just to say, you know, Merry Christmas. Been a while since we chatted. So we had like a video call with them a few days back. And they're staying home for Christmas. They both have families, but they're like, nah, we're staying home. And in the meantime, while we're talking to them, they have 5 cats. 5. So there's 1 cat rubbing against the phone, another one rubbing up against them, 2 fighting in the background. It's just like having 5 kids. They were talking about, you know, eating at home. And I said, well, what are you going to have if it's just the 2 of you? So Neil says, well, I'm going to have turkey. And Rachel said, no, I don't like turkey. I'm having chicken. I said, well, that's a lot of leftovers. You could make turkey sandwiches, Neil. Just put the bread on the plate, throw some stuffing on it if you like it that way. Then you put the turkey on top and then you smother it with gravy. And they both looked at me and they're like, well, how do you eat that? And they both kind of gesture with their hands. And I went, oh, no, 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 you don't eat them with your hands. They're like, you don't eat sandwiches with a knife and fork. They were so disgusted that you would.
I can see their side, though.
Have you never had an open-faced sandwich? Like a hot turkey or hot roast beef sandwich?
Like, no offense here, but my grandparents did. To me, that seems like the senior special.
I'll tell Joe.
Is he retired? No, not yet. Almost 8. Yeah. No, I've never had an open-faced sandwich in my life.
Wow.
No, I'm a fun guy. Like, I fry everything up, like, the leftovers the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that, too.
You mix everything together and put it on a bun.
Yeah.
And for me, that's even better than the main course.
Well, that's how Joe views this. Like, I don't eat meat anymore. So Joe has the sandwiches. But, yeah, so that's how he loves it. Till it's gone, that's how he eats it. So anyways, I said, you won't eat an open-faced sandwich with gravy on it with a knife and fork, but you'll eat a chip sandwich, or over there they call it a crisp sandwich. So they slather butter on bread, throw some chips on it, put another piece of bread with a ton of butter on it, and there's your sandwich. Yes. So we tried it when we were there, and I had the onion and garlic chips. It's not bad, but I can't deal with all that butter. It's just way too much butter.
Like, is it like a thin layer of chips or like multiple layers of chips? How does it work?
It's a handful of chips on a piece of bread.
Are they like walking around drunk all the time, just making stuff to eat or what?
This is a legit snack over there.
Oh my God.
Right?
I guess you could feed the open sandwich to each other and see what happens. I don't know, right? It's just to me, like, when you do that with the regular bread and not a bun and then all the gravy, it just gets too soggy, you know? It just kind of falls apart.
That's great. Let's talk about one of our most memorable Christmases. Do you have, any Christmas memories that stand out? Besides, you know, almost burning your face off or dying from raw turkey.
Yeah, just, I mean, I remember one year that I wanted this... I can't remember, but like Nintendo system or whatever, so bad. That's all I want. Parents said, okay, I was a goalie in hockey. And they said, if you get a shutout, then we will buy you that for Christmas. I'm like, well, you guys are competitive. Like, I just want to win the game. Like, hopefully I stopped them all, whatever, fine. And I was on the worst team. Like, we averaged 55 shots on net against every single game. So I'm like, a shutout is not forthcoming, but you know what? We'll give our best here. Like, whatever. I want the Nintendo. So maybe I'll channel my inner strength. And we're playing the best team. And I remember we had like so many shots. And to this day, like all these years later, I remember, like, I stood on my head. I saved everything. I was so good that game. And then some dude shot from the corner and went off the side of my pad into the back of the net. I saw it going in slow motion. Oh. I looked at my mom in the stands as the puck's going in. She's covering her face. I'm covering my face. I'm like, oh. So, you know, as a kid, I snooped for presents. We all did, right? And my parents were really good. They were really good at hiding presents. I remember finding a box the shape of what I wanted, this Nintendo system, under my parents' bed. My mom had an aunt named Edie who lived in San Francisco. And under the bed was a box with beautiful wrapping paper. And I'm like, oh, this has got to be it. And then I saw the name tag. It said, to Arlene, love, Edie. What? Like, I was almost there. I found the gift. I found your hiding spot. I found that you bought it for me anyway, even though you felt bad for me. And I didn't get the shout out and all that kind of stuff. And now this is like, this is bogus. This is for you from your, like, your cousin in California. Anyway, as it turns out, it was all a hoax. They put the tag on there to, like, get me off the trail because they knew I was snooping for gifts. It was the Nintendo system, and that was the happiest Christmas ever.
Wow.
They got me, right? I took the bait. I was pissed off. And then Christmas morning, I'm like, here's your present from Edie. She's like, here's your present from us. I'm like, oh my God. And it was the,
you got
the
me.
Thing I won. I got it. Yeah. They got me. I got it. Everything. So how about you?
That is so awesome. Well, you said snooping. My brother snooped. I never snooped.
Really?
No, I never wanted to know beforehand what would be under the tree. Not for this guy.
When you had the present in your hand, like, did you shake it? Did you smell it? All that kind of stuff?
No, I just opened it.
Really?
So I do recall the kids. There's one person in this family that did snoop, and she snooped and saw what the gifts were. And come Christmas morning, her sister, so Kayla got a phone that year, and the snooper, Victoria, she got a karaoke machine.
Right.
And somehow we managed to mix up the gifts. So the phone went to, in Victoria's hand and the karaoke in Kayla's. So when Kayla opened the karaoke machine, because Victoria really wanted it, she said, I thought that...
That's awesome.
But there was also another time that one of the kids, I'm not going to name names because I don't want anybody to get mad at me, we would open gifts one at a time just to make it last longer, right? Because it could be over in 45 seconds. So we said, let's just take turns opening up. So while we were talking about one of the gifts, the person we weren't paying attention to opened all of them.
Yes. Like everybody's gifts?
Yeah, yeah. A very excited Christmas gift person. That's all I can say. I'm going to say seven, maybe. Maybe seven.
That's
so
awesome. It's so good.
Yeah, it was acceptable. And it was hilarious. Yeah, it's like...
Now, did you know who, what was for who after that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Thank goodness. What a thing to... You look over and like, what? What happened?
That's amazing. Well, have a Merry Christmas, hey?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you too. I'm so looking forward to just, you know, relaxing with the family. Okay, well, you have a wonderful Christmas. Say hi to the fam, and we'll talk to you closer to the new year.
Same thing. All right, give that cop a big smooth for me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Tongue or no?
A little bit. Like, don't lead him on, though.
I'll blow in his ear for you.
Maybe a little lick in the inner ear, you know?
And same for your wife.
Yay. All right. This is going to be a weird one.
Report back.